Maggie Shaw chairs the Sugar House Community Council. She lives just above 1100 East, where Salt Lake City plans to route the second leg of the new Sugar House streetcar. That's the issue, she says, has her neighborhood polarized.
I would hope that whoever gets the nod in November would make informed decisions based on facts, not hysteria, when it comes to transportation issues and development.
I ask Shaw what she personally thinks about the streetcar.
I will enjoy the streetcar, but I don't live right on the road where it's being built. And I can understand the frustration and the fear that people have, but also the decision's been made, and I think it's a time to heal and move on.
In a 4-3 decision last May, the Salt Lake City Council adopted the 1100 East streetcar alignment recommended by a consulting firm the city hired to study the project. The decision came down days after a record number of area business owners and residents filled the city council chambers to voice their opposition. Shaw doesn't think those voices represent the district, but she says the city could have dispelled some of their concerns had it laid out a broader transportation plan prior to the decision. Kevin Paulson's campaign signs that pierce the manicured lawns in Sugar House declare a vote for Kevin Paulson is a vote to stop the 11th East streetcar.
People should want these projects. They shouldn't feel like they're being railroaded, pun intended, by a city project that is forced from above.
The streetcar decision got Paulson involved in the race, but he has other big ideas for the city. He wants to improve public transportation and air quality by inviting private transportation providers to compete with Utah Transit Authority.
What I think you would see is smaller buses running more routes, more competitive pricing, and more people leaving their cars home.
Paulson, who nabbed an endorsement from the Salt Lake Police Association, is advocating for locally produced nuclear power, which he says will allow the city to control pollution and become energy independent. And he's against spending on projects like the Broadway-style theater that's slated to open in 2016. But can a self-proclaimed libertarian be effective on a left-leaning city council? Paulson thinks so.
A lot of people that get involved in local politics and federal politics, their lives revolve around government. I think they just haven't considered some of these other ideas.
Lisa Ramsey Adams calls herself a moderate, pragmatic voice with boots-on-the-ground experience. She sits on the Salt Lake City Planning Commission and volunteers for community organizations. Adams agrees with Paulson that public transportation in the city is neither efficient nor affordable. And like Paulson, she has qualms with the 1100 East streetcar extension.
If nobody in District 7 wants it, or it is the rare exception that someone wants it, I think my job as a council member is to vote against it, even if I think it's great.
But Adams doesn't have a plan to overhaul the city's transit system. She says she'd like to work more closely with UTA to come up with solutions. She's cautiously optimistic about the city's Broadway-style theater, and she's passionate about finding a way to open a new daytime homeless shelter.
We have some options like that, but they're pretty limited, and I'd like to see us have something where people who are homeless have a place to shower, to wash their clothes, to have an address, so when they're applying for a job, they have something. They need a place to be.
Adams says she's aware that many voters in her district would like to have a more liberal representative, but she's willing to have an open mind.
I won't always agree with you, I can promise you that, but I'll always listen to you and consider your point of view, and I will always come to a conversation with the thought of, I might be wrong.
Voters will go to the polls on Tuesday, November 5th. Residents in Districts 1, 3, and 5 will also be voting for council members. Whitney Evans, KUER News.